Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Okay, Laura, come clean, Howard. Admit it, you have been sucking helium once or maybe twice before blowing up 94KX balloons for the kids.
Kyle Alexander and I may or may not have been in charge of blowing up the birthday balloons when we celebrated the 40th.
Yeah.
Anniversary of this fine radio station.
Right. So everybody was walking around talking like you, little
We had to take a break, though, because we got a headache.
Yeah, you got a little lightheaded. Our first piece of viral comedy today is a guy breathing the heaviest non-toxic gas there is.
It's a bad idea.
It's sulfur hexafluoride, and it's going viral because when you suck this gas, you don't sound like a munchkin. You sound like Satan.
This is sulfur hexafluoride, otherwise sometimes known as the deep voice gas. But what happens if I breathe in a gas that's even denser?
This guy is man.
What?
Now he's sucking hexafluoride butane.
That's a bad idea.
Now we can't understand anything he's saying.
He said, I am the Dark Lord Fuzzy Butt, and I'm here to eat your soul.
I am saying you can't understand what he's saying for a reason. I don't want to scare anybody. This guy's nuts.
That's a bad idea.
After a couple of breaths, I'm still deep as the sulfur hexafluoride was.
Oh my gosh, listen to that laugh. The video that goes along with this is really disturbing.
Well, the dude looks like Satan to begin with. That haircut and that beard's got to go. But go ahead, look it up. It's just weird.
We're just going to put out a disclaimer. Hi, kids.
Hi, kids.
It's your Chachi.
It's Tom and Laura.
And we don't do those things at home.
And don't be
The answer is no.
Don't be this guy.
No.
Don't be that guy.
Nope. Bad idea.
A public service message.
Yes, from your favorite morning radio show.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
That's us. How about it during this pandemic?
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Okay, Homer.
Thanks, Homer.
38% of us are drinking more because of the pandemic. I don't know if it's because of the pandemic. I think we're all just locked up in the house and there was nothing to do.
Because of the pandemic, yes.
Yeah, I guess. That's why we are locked up in the house. But, even when you watch Netflix, you got to get a bath. You know what I mean?
Again, but you're only watching Netflix because you're locked up in the house because of the pandemic.
I just feel like we blame a lot of things on the pandemic, but maybe this
It was a thing.
It's true. I don't know.
I think it is true.
A quarter of the people working remotely say that they've... If you could use this term, they were working remotely. They've gone to work slightly impaired.
Well, yeah, because you're at home. You're not driving anywhere.
No need for a DD.
Nope.
38%.
It's a pretty high percentage. Actually, if you speak with any local beer distributor, they'll say that 2020 was one of their best years ever. Seriously.
Yeah. And the liquor stores were like, once they opened, it was like, boom. Speaking of that, I was talking to a guy last night. I met a guy, great guy. John Miller is his name from Stevens Grove. Hey, John, if you're listening. And he says to me, he goes, hey, I heard you're the vodka guy. I said, who gave me that title? He goes, did you ever have Big Springs Vodka from State College?
And yes, I said, you have.
Yes, I have. Thanks to meeting those people at Beer Fest.
That is true, at Milton Beer Fest.
And he says to me, that's got to be the greatest vodka I ever tasted.
It is very good.
And I said, you see, there was this thing called the pandemic. And Tommy Tom was locked up at home. And they closed the liquor stores.
They did.
Which was probably the worst thing the state could have done. So Tommy Tom went online to Big Springs Liquor, statecollege.com, whatever the website was, and I ordered
six.
Maybe a case. I don't even remember.
That would be six.
But all I know is I got, I still have it left. So I promise this guy, the next time I see you, come on my house.
It's excellent vodka. Because at the beginning of the pandemic, the only distilleries that were allowed were the local ones, were the Pennsylvania-made, hooch factories.
So you think they cha-chinged? I think they did.
I think they did, which is excellent.
So now, when I look at this 38% of Americans increased their consumption during the pandemic.
That would be yes. That would be correct.
I'd like to say that I didn't increase it. I just bought local. No,
it increased.
It increased.
It's okay. Just be honest.
Okay. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Thomas, do you remember the South Park episode with Cartman where all he wanted to do was go to Casa Bonita?
Yes.
Right? Casa Bonita, this beautiful Mexican restaurant.
Okay, you cannot tell me there's actually a Casa Bonita.
Wait for it. And it's in Colorado.
Oh, okay. It's not in South Park.
There is actually a Casa Bonita in Colorado, and people love it so much, even though it's really horrible, that they are trying to save it.
What?
If you don't need the best in the world, it's great. Definitely the food isn't the best part.
Casa Bonita is something special to all of us who grew up in Denver.
It's the cliff diving and the scary monkey and the cave that smells like feet.
I love the puppet show and the gunfights and the magic shows.
I don't necessarily know if they are good reviews.
Wait
but tell
for
me
it.
The story is good
Wait
news.
Wait for it. It's great news because they've already raised $50,000 to save Casa Bonita. It's financially failing, but it's a show. It encompasses cliff diving, like from a fake cliff into a water tank inside the restaurant. Friends, Google it. Casa Bonita is real, and thanks to a couple of people who started a GoFundMe, it is going to live on, and now I have a reason to visit Denver.
Yeah, besides the obvious reason to visit Colorado.
Right.
That's good news.
Right? That's great news. Up next, it's been a challenging year at work. We just got finished talking about how some folks are maybe imbibing a little bit more since the beginning of the pandemic.
Okay.
But believe it or not, people are still really satisfied with their jobs.
Oh, wow.
In fact, there was actually higher job satisfaction last year than in 2019.
So we get a pandemic and we get more satisfied with our career.
Yes. All yes. Right. Literally 54.3% of individuals surveyed said that they had higher job satisfaction in 2020. The reasons being that there was more flexible time plans, family leave, their company stepped up and took care of their employees during the pandemic, performance reviews, all of those things. So it's pretty awesome.
That's good news.
And last but not least, Americans have confidence in the economy for the first time since the pandemic hit. And locally car sales are any indication about the economy, it is bouncing back. According to a new Gallup poll, our confidence level is now +2, which means people are slightly more positive than negative.
Well, it helps when you say, give me my stimmy. And then you could go out there and buy all this
And technically,
stuff.
We did get 3 stimulus,
That's
so that
right.
would help the economy. So hopefully, we are now at the tail end, out of the tunnel, leading away from the pandemic towards a bigger, brighter future.
Well, let's cross our fingers that that is our future. Good
and
news.
That is good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Do you remember the fractured fairy tales? Today is National. I like the theme. It's an old. Do you remember fractured?
I do. Okay. I do indeed.
Today's National Tell a Story Day. And I feel like you and I should come up with a story by the end of the show that. I don't know, maybe it teaches a lesson, or maybe it's just a fractured fairy tale.
Once upon a time, we're going to talk about a little boy growing up in Wilkes-Barre.
No, you're not going to do the little boy from...
But that's not important right now.
Yeah. That's my favorite way to tell a story.
I know it is.
Let me tell you the story, kids, about a little Irish Catholic boy from the south side of Wilkes-Barre.
Named Tom Morgan. No. Actually, it was Bobby McGee, but that's not important
that's
right
not
now.
That's not important now. We're talking about me. So let's see if we could... Is this music going to play all day? Let's see if we can come up with a story for National Storytelling Day that will inspire all of Central PA.
Don't we tell stories all day, every day?
Yeah. That's why this one has to be extra special.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
The story of...
The pressure.
I know, and I hate to put pressure on us at the last minute there, but let's hear a real Laura Washaleski story. Maybe before she became Laura Lawaszaluski, good. Maybe little Laura in Mount Carmel at Papa's Pop-Up's
Pop-Up
Meat Shop or whatever it was.
Pop-Up, you know, store.
Yeah, yeah. Like, let's come up with something that ties into a feel-good kind of morning show.
I would work the cash register and drink Geyer's iced tea.
Well, there's a start.
Or Gallagher's orange drink. It depended on the day.
We'll see what we can come up with within the next hour. If you have a good story about yourself, the Ford Fun Line is always open, right?
Absolutely. 1-800-326-94KX. You could call us up and tell any story you want to. Here's the only caveat.
Oh?
No cussing.
You know, and I know what you're thinking, friends, especially you guys at the Americas. Well, you ain't supposed to cuss on radio anyway. But the point is, sometimes when you have a really good story, mm-hmm. there's cussing in
there. There is. You got to keep it clean, friends. There are kids listening.
All right. It's National Storytelling Day. We'll see what we could do next hour. Also, more viral comedy, birthday buddies, and more.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Okay, this is not sports talk radio, but you people who know Tom Morgan, you know I'm like third-generation Boston Red Sox fan, and the Yankees suck. And that is big for me.
Okay. Careful, though. There's expensive equipment attached to that counter.
I'm a baseball fan.
Okay.
You're lucky I'm not holding a Louisville Slugger. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, my Lord.
You Yankees fans that know me, you love to razz me, and that's okay. How many rings you got? Well, actually, I don't have any, and neither do you. But I get what you're saying, okay? But right now, and it's way too early in the season, but the Yankees had a 3-game winning streak over the weekend, and social media blew up. Here we come, baby! Well, it fizzled out, and they're back in last place, and they're getting beaten by the Baltimore Orioles, so they keep flip-flopping who's in last
place. Time out. Hold on. What's the date?
I know.
April
you're right.
27th.
Okay.
There
you're
are
right.
How many games? 162.
Two.
Yeah. I was going to say it's 163.
Yeah,
my
well,
bad.
There you go.
There are at least 120 games left. Y'all, this is a long season.
I know.
Do it with me. Take a deep breath.
I don't have any problem doing this, but I'm tired of getting picked on. Here's a case in point. Opening day, Laura. Opening day, the Baltimore Orioles mm-hmm. beat the Boston Red Sox 3 straight games in Boston.
They did, I
and
recall.
And my brother was texting the hell out of me like, whoa, you're a little slow coming out of the gate.
It's whoa, opening day. It's okay.
That's what I said.
Relax.
I said, dude, there's 162 games.
It's a
games.
Long season.
Now we're about 20 games in, and yeah, from worst to first. Can I even say that early in the season? No, but Boston moved up to first. Baltimore dropped down to last. My brother's disappeared off my phone. He doesn't text anymore.
I guess.
And Yankees fans got quiet.
I love the passion mm-hmm. that baseball fans have for their particular team.
You're welcome.
I just don't understand it, though. I really don't get it. Not going to lie. 162 games? Listen, you guys can't start talking smack on each other until it's like September. Seriously.
Well, you know, my closet team is the Phillies because they're in the National
yes.
League.
Mm-hmm.
They're like tied for first place.
They are indeed.
They're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta brag a little bit, you know.
I don't know.
Okay, fine.
But well, I mean, whatever.
Well, then this quarantine song isn't going to do much for you. But I was putting it together last night because I was excited. So I call my Uncle Larry. He comes over. He's mm-hmm. pretty loaded. Mm-hmm. He's always drunk. And I said, you do a pretty good Sinatra, Uncle Larry. So come on over and we'll make something up about the Yankees not doing too well early in the season.
Start spreading the news.
It's good so far.
Yanks are batting dead last.
Yes, they're in last place.
They got a losing record so far.
You do it!
Yankees fans can't take much more. They're worse than Baltimore.
Yeah!
You're out of luck, New York.
New York, you suck. Okay, that's all right. Thank you, Uncle Larry. The quarantines just jumped in at the last minute there. Even Allie Stevens loved this song because
yes,
Baltimore
indeed.
Is not in last place.
Which is a good thing.
Tom and Laura with sports.
Tom with sports.
Oh, okay. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Some call it stupid news.
We say,
and there it is.
You're shopping at Target, and you come across a snake.
I thought it was a child's toy. So I thought, oh my goodness, somebody's pranking me. Where's the camera? You know, this is a joke, because it was totally still. I was going to take a photo. The tongue came out. That's how I knew. This is a real snake. I looked up and down the aisle. I was freaking out. Calmly freaking out. This is North Carolina, and this is snake season, oh. And there is a snake on top of the baked beans here. Pretty exciting. And a story I'll be telling for years.
What would make you assume you were being pranked and there was cameras watching you? I don't
know.
Here's your lesson, okay? Because we don't want you to look stupid. Behind every, and there it is, there's a lesson. And here's your lesson. Rubber snakes don't shoot rubber venom. Real snakes
do. For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX, this is Tom and Laura. Weekday mornings on 94KX.
All right, some more viral comedy. This kid is great. You could Google him right now at B Viral Licensing. And the kid is beatboxing emojis, okay?
Is it an app?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm looking here, and it says full video is available on our YouTube channel.
All right.
B Viral Licensing, and there's the dot there, too. But listen to this kid. He's great.
Dang.
Dang, he's good.
I'm so impressed with people who can beatbox. Okay, then.
That's talent right there.
How old is he? He looks like he's, what, 18?
Yeah, at the best. I'm thinking he looks younger than that. But I just think, yeah. That is just talent. That's America's Got Talent right there. He's doing all that stuff with his mouth and his lips. I mean, that's more talent than, I don't know, I could come up with.
I can't. I can't do any of that.
Viral comedy. Look it up again. B Viral Licensing. And the kid also has his own YouTube channel.
Okay, then.
He's doing a lot rather than just virtually going to school, isn't he? All right. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Did you come up with your it's National Storytelling?
I don't have a good story. I don't know what, like, what, like, what kind of story?
Around the world, for God's sakes.
Okay.
I mean, no, I'll give you more time.
Could talk about the time that
I'll give you more time.
That I was stopped by some local police officers in the Dominican.
Oh, that story. No, that's too scary. That's too scary.
Nothing bad happened, but
I want fractured fairy tale kind of stories. Like, there was once a little white Irish Catholic boy from the south side of Wilkes-Barre. He was a poor boy. Mm-hmm. All he had was his little transistor radio and his earplug. And every night he would go to bed listening to the radio and imitating the radio announcers in NEPA.
That's so cute.
Well, when he was 4 years old, he asked Santa Claus for a microphone.
And did Santa deliver?
He brought him a microphone and a tape recorder so he could record himself imitating radio announcers.
And what happened to that little boy from the south side of Wilkes-Barre?
That little boy grew up to be a radio announcer.
Yay.
And you know who that radio announcer is?
Who?
Well, it's Frank Warren from Magic up in Scranton. But we're talking about me now. That little boy was also me.
Not Frank.
No, me.
It was you.
I grew up to be Tom Morgan on the radio. Isn't that just a great little
story? It's lovely.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
On a Triad Tuesday, we're doing more than trying peanut butter and jelly, Laura.
Here's the thing. We are talking to Christian Force, who is the owner of the PB&J Bar in Danville. PB&J is so much more than peanut butter and jelly. It's plant-based and juice.
Yes. Tell us about it.
Good morning, Christian. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling in. And we are so excited to come for both of our first times at the PB&J Bar located on Mill Street. Plant-based and juice, it sounds self-explanatory, but a lot of people don't realize how awesome vegan eating can be.
Yes. I will say myself, I'm not the kale and sweet potatoes kind of guy. I fully enjoyed all the great foods that, you know, everyone does on a daily. So, you know, that's our main mission, is to show people how flavorful, first off, plant-based or vegan, you know, also known as eating, can be. And, you know, our most popular item is our burger, you know. So it's not just salads and greens and carrots, but it's ingredients cooked in such a way that it's very flavorful and as fun as a grilled peanut butter and jelly for Tom.
Okay. You know, I'd like to try both. But tell us about this burger, because, Christian, it's still called a burger?
Yeah, you know, we don't like to use the fake terms and things like that. So it is a burger. It's a burger patty, but it's not hamburger. So we take a lot of whole food ingredients and cook them in a special way. I am not the chef. You'll be meeting him when you come in today, and thankfully, he knows what he's doing and how to create it in a very flavorful and, you know, has a good texture. So it's not just, again, carrots mushed up in between a bun.
Now, Christian, you did not always adopt a vegan lifestyle. I looked up your bio, and you were a self-described meathead back in the day. So what led you to sort of move towards a more whole foods, plant-based kind of lifestyle? It's very trendy right now, I have to say.
It is. And, you know, the people that have been vegan for decades, more power to them, because it definitely wasn't as easy back then. But I was a very proud meathead, I will say. And, you know, one day picked up a book, which just led me to open my eyes. And it took me years to transition and educate and try new things. I had a lot of good vegan meals, had a lot of bad ones.
Sure.
And we started teaching people about just the health benefits that we noticed. We own a health club in Danville where we do just that. Mm-hmm. So when the opportunity presented itself to own a restaurant and show people, you know, it's more than just salads, we jumped on it and we're loving it.
So you and your wife just decided to change your lifestyle, and it's turned into a business, a good one.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the best thing has come out of it, other than helping people get healthy, is we've made so many friends, and, you know, we continue to learn. I was a very basic person. I was the peanut butter and jelly guy. So again, with a vegan chef on board and, you know, amazing opportunities to learn for ourselves as well. So it's a constant growing opportunity for everyone.
Well, we are really, really excited to come and visit the PB&J Bar later on this morning. We'll be going Facebook Live on the 94KX Facebook page to try the Mac Daddy Burger. Tom Mac is going Daddy. To have his first vegan burger,
uh-huh.
Sweet potato pancakes, and more. Christian, thank you for joining us this morning, and we look forward to seeing you right around 10 o'clock when we go Facebook Live.
Wonderful. Can't wait. Thank you guys so much.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
I'm no millennial. I want to make that clear. I'm ancient. You're not a millennial either, but you're close.
I am. And here's the thing. It's weird because if you were born in the late 70s, early 80s, mm-hmm. it sort of is like what chart you look at determines what generation you're part of. Because I'm definitely not Gen X.
Okay.
But I'm definitely not a millennial. Gen Z is after me. That's super young. That's like teenagers now.
Oh, they're Gen Z.
Yeah,
I don't get any of this because I'm just Gen old. Okay?
So a Zennial, learning, is a micro generation that's in between Gen X and the millennial generation. Even though I graduated in the year 2000, I still remember an analog era.
Okay.
I grew up without digital anything.
Cell phones and all that.
And then was...
So you're kind of caught between.
I am caught between. Anyway.
Okay, so millennials are turning 40, and we found Tom and Laura's list for the day. Now that millennials are turning 40, some of the middle-aged things they say that aren't quite what other people say. Number 8, I was venting with some coworkers about noisy people living next door to me. Damn teenagers and their Bluetooth machines.
No.
Bluetooth machines.
That's not a thing that you say.
We had boom boxes. We had stereos.
I had all of those. I started out with a record player.
There you go.
To a cassette player. Uh-huh. I then had a Discman, if you will.
Yes,
I
you did.
Had a boombox that encompassed two out of the three, and I still have a record player to this day.
So there it is. So that's number eight.
I can't have caffeine or I'll never get to sleep. And I said that at 1 p.m.
Wow. You know you're middle-aged when you start saying stuff like that.
No.
Here's another one. You want to go out for dinner? No, I'm sorry, I can't. I have chicken in the fridge, and I have to cook it before it goes bad.
No, I do a lot of batch cooking, so, you know. But then that makes me old, too.
I don't know. Number five is interesting.
At Home Depot, I said, oh, yeah, that's some good lumber. Actually, no. Recently at Home Depot, I've said, holy crap, are lumber prices expensive?
There you go. So you didn't really find a good piece of lumber. Number four, I haven't had a drink in 6 months. Maybe. I'm not sober or anything. It's just that alcohol makes me sleepy now. Oh. Okay.
I don't know.
Number three.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no. I had a riveting conversation with some friends about the best office chairs for lumbar support. Where are they getting? Who are these people having these conversations?
Have you ever?
No.
I'm 100 years old. No. I've never talked
never.
Lumbar support.
No,
but
I have not.
You may be a millennial turning 40 if you say they don't just make them like they used to. You know, I mean, I'm talking about these good wooden dressers.
Of course they make them, and it's called the Amish, and you have to source them locally.
Yeah, so stay out of IKEA, will you, please? And number one.
Calling a 21-year-old guy a kid. Listen, I'm going to make everyone who's approaching 40 feel really, really old right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You don't need to do any kind of math when you're carding someone anymore. Because if they're,
that's right.
If the year that they were born starts with a 1-9, they are guaranteed to be over 21.
There it is. I mean, all of a sudden, carding someone at the liquor store or the bar or the restaurant
it takes
is very easy.
Zero effort.
Look 1-9. At their license.
Look at their license. Oh, you're good. How'd you know so fast? It starts with a 1-9.
Last century.
Oof.
News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
Justin Bieber on with Fallon last night with the Roots.
I love it when they play with the kids' toys. I think it's fantastic.
They do current music on Fisher-Price instruments and washboards and that stuff.
It sounds awesome.
And you know, it proves that musical artists have a sense of humor, too. They play along with
talent.
So way to go, Biebs. I'm a big fan.
He has grown up so much.
He's a big boy now. Hey, grown-ups, listen up. Beer Fest is coming, grown-ups.
Yes, and if you're born in 1999 or earlier, you definitely are 21 years old and can attend Milton Beer Fest 2021.
Oh, it seems like we haven't been at a beer fest for years and years and years. That's only 1 year.
Tickets go on sale next Friday. May 7th, MiltonPABeerFest.com. They're going to sell out. Seriously.
It will, because it always does, number one. And number two, we just want to have a party, don't we?
Every single thing that I have seen pop up online. So there are, you know, beer fests and wine fests and parties and different events that I keep seeing on Facebook. They pop up. I go, oh, that could be fun. I click the link, and it is sold out in 48 hours or less.
So you're going to want to jump on this Milton Beer Fest real quick.
Okay. Real quick. Our friend Vanessa will be in next Thursday, May 6th, to chit-chat a little bit about what to expect at Milton PA Beer Fest this year.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of COVID mitigation measures in place. It will be a safe way to party outdoors in downtown Milton, just like every year. But, man, friends, you are not going to want to miss this party.
No, I don't think. No, you don't want to miss it. Everybody wants to get back to normal. Will there ever be normal? Call it the new normal, but there will be a beer fest. So if there's going to be a beer fest, then with Tom and Laura, is there going to be special events on Thursday?
Oh, Thursdays?
I'm getting a little thirsty.
Next Thursday may or may not be our first Thirsty Thursday, and we may or may not be, headed to downtown Milton for some beverage with our friend Vanessa.
Beer Fest is back with Tom and Laura.
Right here on 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Chad Evans is coming up next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. And our girl Sam Tyler coming up tonight. Today is National Storytelling Day. And I'm known as the storyteller. I've actually seen Laura fall asleep in the middle of some of my stories. Not on air, though.
No. Although, we did once upon a time have something called Story Time with Uncle Tommy Tom that involved stories taken from the mid to late 80s.
Oh, boy.
Early on in your radio career.
Oh, boy.
That sometimes were believable and or not so believable.
Oh, boy.
But at the end of the day, that's not where I'm going with this.
No. I told a story today about a little boy growing up to be a radio announcer. I think it's time that we talk about that little girl who grew up to be Laura Wachalewski Good. But before she was Laura Good on the morning show.
I was Laura Wachalewski.
Oh.
My pop-up had a store in Mount Carmel.
Okay.
And once upon a time, long, long ago, I really, really, really loved to play outside. I still do to this day, actually.
Some things never change.
And my sister had gorgeous long hair, but I did
not. Oh.
Because I wouldn't let my mom brush it.
Oh. Well, that's an issue.
So I rocked the bowl cut. For years and years and years, I played soccer.
Mm-hmm.
My preferred outfit of choice was Umbro shorts, but with fancy shoes on occasion. I really liked her shoes. Whatever. My sister loved Umbros as well.
Gotta have the shoes, I guess. Okay.
Sometimes neon socks.
All right.
Leg warmers, if you will. I really enjoyed a good bike outfit coordinated head to toe.
Okay.
That little girl.
Yeah.
Eventually grew out of that phase.
Okay.
Her hair grow long. Cut it off recently.
Uh-huh.
And grew up to be someone on the radio.
Okay.
Who then puts on her makeup during the radio show because she has to go and do a video later on.
There you go. The story.
Full circle.
Of Laura Good, ladies and gentlemen.
Honestly.
What a great way to wrap up the show.
Ridiculous.
So we could just skip the thought for the day because it was a beautiful story.
It really was. The thought for the day today, though, on this Try It Tuesday, essentially is, do you, boo. If you want to wear Umbro shorts, rock bowl cut, and wear leg warmers, even if it's 2021, go for it.
Rock the world, people.
Bye, guys.